Update on McLeod. Chris Haswell looks at developments relating to the remedy. The remedy is about resolving age discrimination that occurred when older members in legacy civil service pension schemes such as Classic were protected from moving to the new Alpha scheme in 2015 to 2022. Legal cases from judges and firefighters overturned that protection, and it was decided to apply the remedy to the discrimination across all the public service schemes. To be fair to older and younger scheme members, those still working and those retired since 2015, the scheme has to offer a choice of retirement benefits between April 2015, when the Alpha scheme came in, and the end of March 2022. This is when the first part of the remedy occurred, when all currently working scheme members were moved into the Alpha scheme. This second phase is about the treatment of staff already retired or in the process of retiring. It involves giving people the choice of taking their pension for the period they were working between April 2015 and March 2022 in either the old legacy scheme or the Alpha scheme. They are meant to get timely information on how to make their decision. This will be important for people on transitional or tapered protection, anyone with mixed service in more than one scheme, and those who have deferred service, they have left work but have not drawn pension. But those in one scheme for the period, generally classed as fully protected, for example in Classic, who retired on those benefits and chose after receiving the information not to change, can do nothing. The default is to remain in the legacy scheme. From October 2023, retired members affected, those who retired between April 2015 and March 2022, started to receive a remedial service statement outlining their options and the impact of choosing to change. People should take their time looking at both options. The big difference is often the lump sum. Option A legacy scheme usually involves a standard lump sum that could be up to 25% of the value of the pension. Option B is Alpha. Although this is a career average scheme, you can take a lump sum. Initially, there may be a rise in annual pension payments, but this may mean making up more contributions. For some, there may be tax implications. For some, it could be a real improvement. People have 12 months to respond. However, sending out option choices, a process that was expected to take 18 months, is usually taking more than 2 years. Only about half of those eligible have received an option. These delays have caused frustration and distress for our members, and we regularly raise the issue with the Cabinet Office. We have also submitted evidence to the National Audit Office and Public Accounts Committee. The overwhelming majority of people opt for Alpha, but this won't be the case for everyone. Very few people will get thousands of pounds more. In some cases, the difference will be less than £1. The majority of returned choices have received their backdated payments. These choices can be made online or by post. Online may be quicker as there are specific links in your paperwork. Contingent decisions. This refers to decisions people made during the remedy period about opting out of the pension scheme because of Alpha. They will have the chance to prove that the reason for opting out was Alpha and not, say, cost of contributions. This evidence could be sent via email to HR or the scheme itself. They then get the opportunity to buy back service in their legacy scheme for the remedy period. From the end of October, no new cases were taken on as the transition to Capita began. Capita had not planned for this work as it was meant to have been completed by March 2025. The strike at my CSP may also add to delays. The CSPA is not able to help prioritize cases unless there is a life-limiting situation, but we will continue to engage with the Cabinet Office to ensure that our members receive choices as soon as possible.